popping. It's Talking Ish with Luca Lennon, Kyle, and our guest today is Jackson Qualls.
The 10-day contract continues.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
All right. Kyle, start us off.
He's on his phone.
Not going to happen.
All right.
I don't know what we're talking about.
The Twitter thing. Do we want to talk about the Twitter thing?
Yeah, I'm good with Twitter. Twitter.
All right. So this is being recorded the day after Logan or Jake Paul. I don't know. I didn't see it. Did you guys see this? It was trending. I think it still is trending. It was trending this morning still.
I think it's Logan.
It's probably Logan. Whatever. They're both stupid. I don't know. That's mean. But he tweeted something about anxiety, saying that, like, yeah, Jake Paul called out over his comments about anxiety. He said something that, like, oh, you know, like, just so you guys know, anxiety is made up in your brain. So you have control over, like, how you think about it and what you do about it. So go take a walk and go talk to a friend. And that's, like, was the end of the tweet. And I think it's insane how many people who just sit on their phones, like, give them death threats over that. Like, literally, there's, like, endless, like, he deleted the tweet, which is sad because I wish I could go through all the things. But it's still trending, so people are still talking about it. But, like, people are like, oh, as you know, depression is made in the brain, so just think happier. Like, everyone was just going.
That was all people got mad about? Was that little tweet?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's pretty stupid.
Which I think's stupid because, like.
Did you just up my stupid?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
But, like, people, I don't know. Like, Twitter just gives you a platform just to say, like, obviously everyone knows about this. It's like, I don't think it's always good. Like, it's nice to say whatever you want to say, but people don't think about it in the sense of, like...
There's dark stuff on Twitter.
Like, I don't think...
Dark,
like,
Twitter.
If you wouldn't tell him...
Twitter at night.
If you wouldn't tell anybody that in person, why tell him, like... It's just so stupid. Why was there endless tweets about a dude after he posted something saying, like who's sitting behind their screen waiting for somebody to tweet like that? And they're just like, Oh yeah, I found somebody. I can get mad at this. I can yell at this, and then they make multiple tweets about it, multiple, and then they retweet everyone else's. And there's a community of people who hate Logan Paul right now. Kyle, what do you think about this?
I don't know. Fody, really see anything about it?
They're called commies.
But I was on Twitter last night watching 30-second fights. I was going through it.
Yeah, so was I. I actually did do that.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Twitter definitely has a dark side, though. Like, if you're looking for the darkness, you'll find it. Like, it's not really hidden. People just think it's hidden. Twitter, like Instagram has, like, restrictions and stuff.
Twitter,
like,
has restrictions. They're just not as heavy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do certain things, you know, like.
Would you guys be interested? Think about this, because what if you had, like, I heard this somewhere. What if you had two Twitters? One that's, like, safe space Twitter, where, like, there's restrictions and there's, like, people who monitor what you say. Mm. And then there's another Twitter that, like, you can't get mad at people for saying things on that. What do you think would happen?
I don't know. I kind of like that.
One would get unused.
I like that. That would just be, like, a bunch of dumb
stuff. No, I feel like soft people would have to end up going to soft Twitter because they would get offended too much.
Like, people who want to post, like, motivational little quotes they found on, like, Google Images.
Yeah, I would never go on that.
Clean Twitter.
I would never go on clean Twitter.
Yeah, but all the girls and, you know, maybe...
All the brands, Nike, Adidas, everybody would have, like... I think clean Twitter would be Twitter today. And then we opened up this dark Twitter where it's just like, hey, no rules, say whatever you want.
That'd be sick. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, imagine, like, Mountain Dew coming out of
racist.
Nowhere.
Racist.
Like, yeah, like, not that heavy.
Yeah,
but
I would still go against Mountain Dew. Couldn't just start tweeting, like, stupid stuff because it'd still go against their brand.
But people who work at Mountain Dew could. Like, if something was wrong, somebody could actually say it with no repercussions. Like, if somebody's at a job.
And no one's going to stop drinking Pepsi because they made a bad tweet. Anyone who does that is crazy. I don't know anybody.
It's probably those people who got mad at Jake Paul for saying something nice.
Like,
we get it, he was wrong, but I don't get how somebody sits there and writes up a paragraph responding to the dude because, oh, you're wrong. It's hilarious.
Like, I don't think.
Kyle, what do you think about this?
I think they should be able to say whatever they want to say.
Regardless?
So you believe in the dark Twitter?
And I don't know why everything's, like, limited.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
How often are you on Twitter?
Not that much.
How often are you offended?
Never.
Never.
I'm not offended easy.
No, I think stuff's... I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. There has been times I've read stuff on Twitter where I'm,
I've just facepalmed
stupid.
More. Like, yeah. Just, like, sit there and just disappointed in human culture. like yeah. I was last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, overall in life, it's I feel like it's more just about your perception of how you view things. Like if you're looking, like if I want to look for something to be,
yeah, I agree with that.
Complaining 100%. About the first five tweets, yeah. I can find something to say like that's inappropriate. That's not.
See, I follow a bunch of music people, so like my whole Twitter is just me finding cool, interesting like music people like talking about music stuff. So like I never find anything to be offended about because I'm looking for good stuff like you're saying.
Kyle, what's your Twitter like? Is it memes or?
That's awful. Like what's on my Twitter? Like what do I follow?
Like what do you get on Twitter for?
I get on Twitter to watch like memes and fights.
That's what I use.
That's all I do.
That's kind of what I use Instagram for, like sports and memes. It's like basically it. And if you're not having like if your day is just completely boring, like that's what you're gonna be doing for a long period of time is just chilling on memes
so
for about
odd.
2 hours.
Why do we like that so much? Why do, like I have like I sit through memes.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I find some
like TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
Dude, I hate TikTok. But
I love
like
TikTok.
Some of their I'd hate TikTok, but some of their memes it remind me of Vine, and that's why I kind of like it. I hate the dancing stuff.
I know. Yeah, but their algorithm.
If you like only memes, no dancing stuff, Charli D'Amelio is never on my feed.
So what do you call it? I tried
Yeah, but
this.
I don't want to pay. I don't want to like say like it, I actually have TikTok. Like, you know what I mean?
I actually
embarrassing.
Have TikTok and I'm proud.
I have TikTok and I post videos, which is even funnier because I do my music stuff. So I try to post music things or like just retarded stupid things sometimes. Regardless, I tested that theory because I wasn't on TikTok that much. And my friend, he found a bunch of Star Wars TikToks. Like, that's a big thing, I guess. People just making fun of Star Wars movies and stuff.
Or,
yeah, it's like a huge thing.
I love Star Wars.
So I just scrolled through mindlessly until I found Star Wars videos and liked 10 Star Wars videos. And then the next day I got on, my whole feed was only Star Wars because I only spent my time on those 10 videos.
Isn't that weird how your phone does that? It kind of freaks me out.
Oh, you think that's weird? Okay, I'm watching.
I do think that's weird.
I'm sorry, I know. I came out a little aggressive. I know. All right, but I was watching the All-Star game, okay? I was watching the All-Star game. And, okay, so, like, I don't even know how to describe this, but I was watching the game, and you know how, like, in the fourth quarter they were.
Going hard?
Yeah, I love that part, but how they were going to 157?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I was wondering why they were going to 157, and like me being like, cause like I didn't understand it at first, and I realized like that's they like you know they had to score that certain amount of. I'm not gonna explain it all, but and then I was like, okay, I thought they were doing a tribute to Kobe. I'm like, oh, it was 157 divided by 4, like you know, and it's not obviously 24. But I was just messing around because I was trying to mess with my friend Adam, and I go to my calculator, and it was already at 157. Like in my calculator before I even hit anything. And I didn't like that because, like,
that's
now
weird.
Like Siri's always listening and all that stuff. Like, I already knew what I was going to type before I even, like, said it. Like, it just, like, took the last number that I said and, like, put it in the calculator for me.
Is there any chance that it was before?
That would be such a coincidence.
No.
You're good. Do you want to go?
I was just going to say, like, the final score was 155 to 157, and 1 plus 5 plus 5 plus 1 plus 5 plus 7 equals 24, and 157 minus 155 is 2. So 24 and 2, like the numbers that everyone was saying.
That was so bad.
I'm so confused. Why was that so funny?
Snotted on the fucking mic.
I didn't snot on the mic.
If you guys had a camera, snotted.
But basically, Kobe's number and Gianna's number.
Asshole.
I apologize.
This is the worst. I'm sorry, but whoever's listened to this, if ever, I'm sorry.
It's like 8 viewers
from Russia.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Actually, what the American think?
All our viewers are actually from America. You can see it on Anchor.
Nice.
Half of them are us.
No.
Yes.
Like two.
Yeah. You,
we know
we
damn
know
well you
watching.
Don't watch it.
I watch one.
You
why would
you
I watch
it
when I was here?
You clicked that.
What do you call it? I was on.
Watches. Yeah.
I was
probably not.
He definitely looks at his content.
He has someone edit it for him. And
who?
Then Jamie.
What
Joe
do you
Rogan.
He doesn't watch his own.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why would I watch my
you
own?
Communist Joe.
I agree.
Yeah.
You agree Joe's a communist?
Hey, Joe, you.
It could be a movie, Joe the Commie.
No, but I was so this new game. Honestly, a very good game. Do you guys know what The Division is? The Division 2 came on Xbox.
I played the first one.
The second one's $3 right now on Xbox. Like, you know, they have
Division
deals.
Division 1, the first one?
It's called The Division.
Division.
Oh.
But I was, we downloaded the game, and then we're like, okay, let's look up, like, how to play it and stuff, because it looked like a complicated game. And then my phone, I looked up the Division 2 Beginner's Guide, like, showed up and, like, highlighted. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
that's... They're definitely listening.
Oh,
they're
yeah, for listening. Sure.
How many questions. Times have your guys' phones done the crap where it's, like... Forth. It talks to you, and I bet Siri? All of us have Siri turned off.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
I have Siri on. What do you mean?
I turn mine off.
I use mine all the time.
Now, are there
really?
There's been times where like
you're not talking to it, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I found 3 like coffee shops nearby, like because it screws up.
Yeah, like stuff like that, or like I'll be going on a rant.
Are you looking up
on
Walt
like,
Disney?
I don't know. I just saw his face. I thought it was creepy. But I'll be like.
Nope, snotted on the mic.
I'm not. I'm sick. Like an asshole.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. In
I have the snuffles.
I'm very sick. Sorry, I have a virus.
Cough, cough.
It's the C.
God, you can't remember Corona.
No, it's the C. There's like a word for it now.
People are saying that China could be lying about how many people are dying from that virus.
Yeah, like, why would they
could
do
be
that?
More?
To make them look better to the public eye.
More or less people dying.
More people dying, but they're lying, saying less people are, so they look like they're controlling it better than they actually are.
I want to go to China.
Nope.
After everything we just said, you said.
With a hard P.
You thought I want to go to China.
Yeah, I would never be going to China. I don't even want to leave the States.
Why?
I'm scared. Yeah, traveling's kind of scary because, like.
Nah, traveling.
You just never know.
I didn't know this, but, like, Singapore. I was watching a podcast last night with Joe Rogan. In Singapore, if you bring over or if you have an ounce of weed on you, they hang you in public.
Yeah, don't go to like Asia. They take things like it'd be nice. Like, I really want to go to Tokyo. Like, I think that'd be cool. But I'm just saying, like, you really got to do your research before you go over to
and
Asia.
Like, yeah,
see, I would go somewhere like Iceland, though.
Well, because Singapore.
Yeah, because Iceland's like easy
like,
on everything. And it's like all
I'm just
grass.
About, like, visuals.
No, I'm saying if you go out of United States, you don't know what could happen. My family friend went to Germany. I don't know when it was, but there was a terrorist attack in Germany, and he went when the terrorist attack happened, and for like a week he couldn't leave his hotel.
That's what freaks me out, too.
That could happen here, too, though.
Sure. Yeah, but at least, like, you're home. You don't have to worry about passports and, like, countries and that stuff.
And when
but
you
the Singapore
leave,
thing...
If you can leave.
The Singapore thing's crazy because, like, those are normal people, and Singapore has a pretty high standard of living. Like, I didn't know this, but the lady that was on the podcast is from Singapore. So that's why she knew all this. She left when she was 17. But they have, like, a very weird culture where, like... Like, everybody there has, like, can afford a maid because they don't have, like, their wage system's really weird. Like, they pay people a lot of money. Like, I don't know how it works, right? Regardless, like, everyone's, like, pretty standardly, like, hot, like, wealthy.
Lavish.
What about the maids? They can't be that wealthy, right?
I don't know. But the way she was saying it, like...
Do you think the maids have maids?
But you know how rich people have maids here? It's like normal people have maids there.
I mean,
there.
Normal
There's,
people have maids here.
I know, but it's just not often.
No, you didn't.
I'm talking about like daily.
I would lie about that.
I'm talking about like a daily
name. What's her name?
Gaia.
Nice.
That's pretty gay.
I didn't come up with that one on the fly, did I?
I think you did.
Her name is Gaia. Her son goes to her school. I can't make this shit up.
Yes, you can. You easily can.
What type of name is Gaia, though? I feel like that's a lie.
She took a word and put an A on it.
I swear it's a person. Doesn't anymore, but she used to.
It's her last name.
I have no idea. I didn't know her. Like
her
that.
Name is Gaia.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm lying. I'm sorry.
I would have felt more. Yeah, I would have felt more comfortable if you said like Esmeralda or something like.
Oh,
some
she's
dog.
Gotta be Mexican.
Why can't it be like? Why can't it be
Becky?
Why can't it be like Sally?
Becky.
Yeah, that's my grandma's
just
name.
Nodded on the mic again.
is Sally bad?
No, it's my grandma's name.
Becky.
She's trying to be racist.
Oh, she's slim thick.
All I'm saying is people are getting hung Smirella. Just a couple
hanged.
Hundred miles.
Hanged.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. English. Hung. Whatever it is, they're
no.
getting...
It, no, hung it, is clothes, hanged is people.
Okay, they're getting hanged out in
why
public.
Why do you know that?
Because when we were reading that book freshman year, they said junior year. Yeah, whatever. Oh, well, I'm in the slow classes. I'm joking. But,
wouldn't that make you advance, though?
Who cares? A bad joke. what do you call it? But people just like across a little bit of water and some land are having ropes tied around them and dangling for like something over here you can go buy at the store.
Yeah. Well,
that blows my mind.
No, not really.
Does not affect you.
You can go to Africa or you can go to like a different country. Like
Amsterdam.
10 years ago, go to a different country. Or like 20 years ago when weed was illegal here, you get arrested for it. Other countries.
They wouldn't hang you in public.
I mean, they can still give you a long time in prison.
Yeah, but like you could just go to Amsterdam.
A long time in prison. Like I'm talking like 10 years,
they did
lifetime
still at some places.
With weed, yeah.
Which is even weirder now crazy. Because it's legal in some states, and then other states, like literally a state line across, it's like, hey, you're going to jail for the rest of your life for something that's legal. Like, it could be as little as 10 miles away.
Should it be unlegal?
It should be, yeah. It should be legal.
Wait,
should it just be legal?
Should it be legal, I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. About to say. Don't do that.
I feel like you should let anyone do it, like, whatever they want.
At least it's
Kyle, why do you feel like that?
Portugal did that.
I don't care.
Yes, I was just
if
about
they
want to
ruin
that.
If they want to ruin their lives,
everything
that's not on me.
That they were testing.
That'll help me get ahead of them.
I'm not saying that's going to be perfect. And like this is the big thing about it. Like everyone's like, well, that's not a perfect answer. But like what we're doing now isn't perfect. Mm-hmm. Like people are
still do it.
And people are more addicted than heroin than like ever.
No matter what is illegal, there's always going to be. I could leave this school. I wouldn't have to leave the school if I wanted weed.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
Yeah, so like how like I could, it'd be like easier for me to find weed than to find like a basketball court to play on.
Yeah,
like
one.
Like
I think it's even crazier that weed Schedule 1 and cocaine Schedule 2. They're saying cocaine and meth. Cocaine and meth.
Gateway.
But weed does not have metal. And psychedelics are all.
I think weed should be legal. More. I think weed should be easier to find than alcohol.
Should just be at the store.
Yeah, what?
And the 21-year-old thing should definitely stay true, not like 18.
Yeah, I actually kind of do like that.
I agree with the 21-year-old.
I think everything should be 21.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that too. Same thing with the draft and anything military either.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they abolished the draft though.
Whatever. Nope. Like I'm just saying anything to do with military. Yeah. Like
no, they didn't like they like took it away but not officially like cuz like we still have to sign up.
I feel like if shit went down, we'd still
Yeah, we still have to sign when we turn 18.
But we have so many people in the army. Like I saw a statistic that we have more people in the army in America than
other people do in the draft.
Who's that? Well, who did we almost get in a fight with?
A lot of people.
No, just Iran. Like last month, Iran. Then Iran has citizens.
Like, dude, that is like a tiny country.
Yeah,
that's like really tiny.
That is like a quarter of our country or something. It's like nothing. I'm pretty sure.
You just told all of Iran that they're nothing. How do you feel?
Yeah, and
I'm joking.
What if one and all of them
the
sees it?
Yeah, out of all of the what? 8 viewers, one of them's from Iran.
I hate this podcast. He said they're making fun of us. What do we do? This is why they come over here and do the things they do.
Yes,
because of people like you, Kyle.
Yeah, you and your foe.
Can't get over here anymore,
Kyle. Foley. I think you should join the army.
No.
Why?
Why do I want to do that? Why don't you join the army?
My brother's in the army.
Okay, why don't you join it?
My brother is.
So I think the army's for...
They don't need me. My brother's in it.
I think not everybody, because a lot of people do want to go to the army, but a vast majority of people that go to the army just stop like thinking about what they want to do, and they're like, that's the easiest route, in my opinion. Like, if you want to be told what to do for the next, like, 4 to 10 years... Join the army.
Like some people actually take it because they have like a passion for it.
That's what I was saying. Like there's definitely that group of people, like, but there is a lot that I at least like my brother's great. Like you're my brother, they're saying graduating class, right?
Yeah.
The amount of friends that I know that took like 1 year off and then didn't figure out what they wanted and they just left to go to the army and now they all have families and stuff is insane.
Like they all like after they took the year and they couldn't figure anything out. I feel like they just like
they said
there's all nothing right, else.
It said like you know.
You'll be a mechanic.
Yeah.
If I ever had to be in the military, I'd definitely be a mechanic. Because
flying planes.
No, yeah, I don't fly.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to stay at the base.
I mean, like,
I'd be infantry.
Yeah.
I'd be infantry. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all in.
No. I'll sit back and cook the food.
You could do it all in working on the water. Like, you know,
I can't swim.
Well, you can't swim?
No.
Can you ride a bike?
Yeah.
That's not even what I meant.
I meant like, you know, you gotta purify the water.
You're never gonna be in the water.
You can't swim?
No.
What is your problem?
Never learned.
Go in the pool.
Yeah, you've tried.
Tell me if you went like.
You're a big kid now. Like,
yeah, can't you like, you know, stand up it. In the water?
Like yeah, little kids struggle to
like, you don't even like doggy paddle?
I know how to doggy paddle.
He just sinks. No, he just gets he's like, ah.
He's going like this. He just keeps going down.
No,
like little kids struggle because like they don't understand how like physics work. Like in their head, you know what I mean? They haven't enough times. So, like you just don't.
I understand what you're saying, but when I tried to,
have you
what's this called?
Butterfly?
No, like
just
tread.
Floating tread. Yeah,
tread, I can't tread to save my life.
Why?
Like if you threw me in a 10-foot pool, I would die.
They wouldn't. No way.
I apologize for my phlegm.
I can swim from point A to point B. Like I know how like to move, but if then I get to the tread, edge.
Oh yeah, treading's kind of hard, but I can do it.
No, I can't.
Treading's hard. Okay, go stand up like this and tread. I swear, not stand up. But
why
like,
would you put your arms up?
I don't know.
Your arms like
them.
That's what they, that's what they made
tread.
Us do.
I can't tread at all.
But even if you're treading like this, it's still kind of like if you sat there for 10 minutes and only did that, it gets kind of rough.
I mean,
Fody.
What does this mean?
Fody.
For our daydreaming youth.
Yeah. Fody.
Now watch, the Iranian kid's going to go start a business.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's going to be a picture of a kid drowning.
Yeah, it just sparked inspiration.
I swear my life.
That's so weird.
Wait, what?
I don't know how to swim, I swear.
Really?
So wait, when you were a kid, like...
Everyone in my family tried to teach me. My parents.
You never even got an instructor. Why don't you get an instructor? Like,
yeah, I went to swim class.
Yeah, so did I. I went to
as like a
class
really
like
little
2 years.
Kid.
We should take him to LA Fitness after school.
We should drop him in
just
the deep
him
end.
In the pool. Yeah.
You'll figure it out if we just throw you in there.
Yeah.
When's the last
it's
time
life
you
life or death if we throw you? Like,
have you ever thrown yourself in recently? Like to like an actual deep pool?
No.
Why?
Because
that just
scared.
Sounds like something I don't want to get into. I don't know how to swim. That's, yeah, that's an L. I've almost drowned twice.
That's an L.
I've almost drowned, but I was like.
So what happens if you get in
the water? I fake drowned once. So like I could be rescued as really high lifeguard.
I don't go on lakes. I don't go on boats.
All right, squints.
Yeah.
I don't go on lakes and I don't go on boats.
Oh, wait, what?
You're going go boats? That boats. Sucks.
You don't go on lake either. You don't, do you ever like, what?
Well, I can understand
never been tubing.
Wait, what about the ocean? You can still go on a boat. That. You don't have to like.
No, because I don't believe in life jackets.
You don't believe in oceans?
You don't believe life in life jackets?
He can't swim. And he doesn't believe in life jackets.
I think they're made to break.
Why?
No, they're
why
made to save lives.
But they float. Like it's tested. Like what do you have to do to test it? Throw it in the water. Like it's not. It doesn't just
okay,
not float.
This would float. Seriously. This would float, and this doesn't make me feel.
It's not made to.
Yeah, it's a remote.
Life jacks are solely
sink too.
I feel like they are made to break.
What
like,
do you mean?
I feel like there's
just
faulty,
like they're made to sink.
There's faulty life jackets, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
It's like foam.
It's not like a parachute. It's not like a faulty parachute. Like it's like such a low chance of
low, and I'm not going to be in that 1%.
No. There's not a low chance. There's no chance. Every everything.
Yeah,
every
I don't know.
Every one of them floats.
It's so hard to make it not float.
I don't like, think I've ever seen a life jacket sink. Ever.
You gotta try to make it sink.
I think you'd have to attach weight to it.
Yeah.
And like a lot, like 3 bodies, maybe even more.
I'm just saying, I'm not gonna be the guy on the news. Didn't you
have you ever seen a guy on the news?
Yeah. Didn't he know how to swim? No. Didn't he have a life jacket on? Yeah, he did, but it just didn't work.
There's never been that guy in the news. I gotta look this up. Man,
have
with life
jacket failure.
Man, just, look, up,
they're, no,
look
they're,
up. Man dies
because of life jacket.
Man drowns with life jacket on. I guarantee there's something on there.
Yeah, because he probably like fell or like hit his head or like broke his arm, broke his neck.
Oh, wow.
All I'm saying is
the
that like
the other 20% when wearing a life jacket is not enough.
What?
Hold on. Scared.
I'm not even making any sense. I'm not scared.
I'm saying that.
I can swim.
I'm saying the point, like the life jacket is
55-year-old
built out of floatable material. That's like making a balloon.
Okay.
And be like, the balloon ain't going
to
float up.
Okay, let me say this. Boats are made to float.
Yeah, but they're not built out of floatable material.
There was no argument.
Can you finish what you were going to say? That is, boats are made to float, but what?
Boats are made to float.
But they sink?
But they have sunken before.
Because when they're bigger.
The hole gets punctured in.
Yeah. It's not like
it's not like a life jacket.
So you're saying there's never been a boat to sink that hasn't been punctured?
No.
Yes.
How else do they sink?
Yeah, there's no other way.
Unless they get water on top from like a wave or get toppled.
Yeah.
But it's a life jacket. You have one person. It's not like a big system. You know what I mean? Like if I put like a big system in a line, of course it's going to fail. But literally the life jacket is one rule. It's one rule. It floats. That's all it has to do. There's nothing else that it does.
I don't know.
It's literally built out of floating materials.
55-year-old man drowns despite wearing life jacket.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's 55 and he probably had like arthritis. Like
arthritis.
Yeah, he couldn't
roll that R.
Yeah, arthritis.
And yeah, like, I don't know, maybe he got stuck upside down. Have that ever happened to you? You ever dive with a life jacket and you kind of get stuck upside down for a little second?
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah.
Why would you dive with a life jacket?
Because it's fun if you go low enough and it pops you back up really quickly.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Probably does that anyway.
I will get you on a boat, Lynn.
We can push him off the boat.
Lexi has
wait,
a boat.
Lexi so do
has
you,
a boat. She thinks she's getting me on it.
Do you sink instantly? Like, do you have no hope?
like when you hit the water.
I'm like a lead weight. Like, once I can do it for, like, 1 second, just, like, being up, and then I'll just start to slowly go down.
What does it feel like?
You never.
It's like going down in water.
but you can't do anything.
Like, yeah, what I feel like to not be able to do anything.
Yeah, I've almost drowned twice. You guys are acting like how I'm old the were one you? Tripping.
Take out the description. Like
one was like 13. And I don't know.
You ever drowned at 13?
The other one was like 16.
No, I went surf. My family went surfing, and I thought I could do it.
You said I can really swim this.
You
time.
Don't even go that far out surfing.
Yeah, I got caught by the current.
Riptide.
Oh, dang. So they had to go chase
actually,
you?
It was actually like real, yeah.
Yeah, they had to go chase you then?
I was way far out.
Why'd you try surfing without a life jacket?
Yeah, knowing you couldn't swim.
I told the instructor I didn't know how to, and he said he'd keep an eye on me. I was like, all right.
That's okay.
Nah, you don't even know that guy.
So you don't trust life jackets, but you trust the shady surfing dealer that's in there teaching you how to surf?
Yeah.
Screw life jackets. This guy's amazing. Terrible job.
Yeah, well, I just think it's confirmed I won't be going on a boat.
Oh, come on, Lennon. You gotta.
Maybe it's such a puss.
You gotta try and swim. Hey, easy.
Well, whatever.
Sorry. Let's try and divert we're from that language.
Cut it out.
I like how that's where we call it the line.
Yeah. Hey, man. You added the Y, we would have had a problemo.
No one said a Y.
Said I don't ride roller coasters. Do you guys like roller coasters?
Why do you not ride roller coasters? Like water. Are you a sheltered kid?
Dude, we're going to take you on a roller coaster that's
wait, why have you never? You well. Why has he never rode a roller coaster?
Oh, we should take him to
Holiday World. Make him ride water roller coasters.
We should, you could conquer all your fears in one.
Okay.
We could take you to the wave pool and take you on a roller coaster.
Let me tell you how bad my anxiety is.
Wave pool's not a thing. I don't like
or wait,
how,
what's
how
that
bad?
Called?
Let me tell you about how.
How bad?
You were drowned in a wave pool?
I got a video of it.
Let me tell you how bad my anxiety is. So, you guys been to the zoo?
Hey, anxiety is only in the mind.
Is he scared
so
of animals too?
Have you seen the zoo?
Yeah, we've seen the
roller
zoo.
Roller coaster?
That's the scary. Oh,
that gave me my stomach dropped going down.
That's like the driving a car. That's equivalent to riding your bike on
it's
the sidewalk
made for kids. And riding on it, my stomach
dude,
dropped.
That's what it
There's
does.
Videos of
that's what like the point is. The point of roller coasters is to feel that it's not a bad thing.
It's not supposed to drop when it's made for like 3 year olds.
It does that. It's called gravity. And like if you take a car over like a hill, the same thing
like
will happen.
3 year olds are. Crazy.
Wait, how big was the drop? Was like
look it's the zoo
look
coaster.
Look
it's like literally
coaster?
Like go to
how old were you when you were this one?
He's like 14.
This is my sophomore year.
Oh dude, what?
I'm not lying.
Why are you
riding
the
lying.
Zoo coaster at 14? Alright, here's 15, how we conquer your fears. 16, we're gonna take you to King's Island and you're gonna get on the Diamondback.
Oh yeah, the Diamondback's fun, bro.
Planet Zoo.
I typed on zoo look, coaster.
That's the. It's so
quiet. Okay, for the audience, basically think about riding your bike down your driveway.
Yeah. Come on, Lennon. What?
Right there. That's there's a video.
Was it? Maybe two driveways it's definitely at not max.
Any, wait, is this it? This thing?
It's not a roller coaster. It's like more of an observatory.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look that bad.
If I get reception, my mom has a video of me screaming on it.
I honestly hope.
Okay, so what's the problem with this one in your head? Do you not trust? Do you not trust?
No, it's just scary. I don't like it.
Okay, you fall. You fall. Then what? What even? You don't even think you break anything if you fall from that. No, you definitely don't break it.
You could come to a complete stop.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
You, I don't think you break it.
Top speed is 25 miles per hour.
Whoa!
You could walk faster than that.
No,
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's it.
It's already broken.
Yeah, come on, one. Ease up, guy.
Wait, so like, did you ever go to Kings Island as a kid and just like walk around?
I've ridden roller coasters before. What's that one all wood one?
Racer?
No,
the
Raven. The Beast.
Oh, that's no, a holiday. Raven. That's a Holiday World.
No. I've ridden the Raven. That's it.
So it scarred you?
Ridden the Raven when I was like six, that's hated it, and then went back when I was a freshman. Rode it again, hated it, and I didn't ride. I went with my friends. It was embarrassing. I got made fun of a lot that day.
Because, yeah,
like,
you're,
I can ride a roller coaster. I don't care. And then I rode one. I was like,
you're the soccer mom who sits off on the side holding all the stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's eating churros.
I think that's fun to watch everyone else.
No, it's not.
That's
you're
not
already
fun.
50.
That would not be fun. Oh, my God. Tristan,
they just
look
rode.
At you go.
They just
like,
rode the roller coaster.
It's not fun.
You could watch everyone else ride the roller coaster before you get on.
Oh, that would suck.
I used to do like any roller coaster, but now I'm like,
you don't
do,
like them anymore.
Nah, I mean they're all right.
I can
like,
do every
I
roller,
love
coaster
roller coaster
except the like the really big one at Kings Island.
What? You guys are
the
bitches.
Diamondback?
That's small.
No, not the Diamondback.
I did the slingshot.
No, I did the slingshot too. Not that.
I don't like that thing.
That
I did the drop the swoop thing.
I don't. That's worse for me.
I hated that. I hate heights.
You think that one's bad? I love that one.
Oh, no.
When
you're in a harness and they drop you from the swing.
Yeah, I've done that
one. Superman or whatever.
You have to pay like $10 for it.
Yeah, wait, like you're like start up super high.
Yeah, and you're just, it's literally no harness. Like you're just in this thing with another person.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about a different one. I have done that, but I don't like.
I was in a big group and it started like sprinkle rain. So like all the rides like closed for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting right by this thing. There's no line and it's half off. And one of the people in my group was like, I'll do it. And I was like, if you pay for mine, I guess I'll do it. And they paid for it. Oh, my God. One of the worst decisions ever.
Yeah.
That thing sucked because it's like the first 50 feet is like just free fall.
Yeah.
And then it catches. And that jolt you feel is just like, ow.
My,
and you pull up just facing straight down because like the way it looks, you're just upside down just sitting there. There's nothing
that
to hold on to.
That sounds literally so bad.
Have you ever,
you couldn't pay me to do this.
Have you ever been on this one, the Banshee?
That one's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, the Banshee's really sick.
I black out every time at the bottom of that loop, though. It's
yeah.
too many Gs.
I've never blacked out, but like... I lost my phone the first time I went on it.
It's not blacking
I forgot to
out.
Take it out of my
it's
pocket.
Like I never see the second half of that loop because of the G's.
Yeah.
So like I get right crazy. Back to it once I get to that second part where I hit that like Cobra or whatever it's called, zero G roll or whatever.
Yeah.
On the slingshot one, that one had me bugging out.
I don't like that.
Because it's like you start like just on the ground and they just shoot you.
Like
wait, over here
I don't
scared.
Do they like I don't remember. Do they like yell it out or they like surprise you?
No,
like,
they don't yell it
they
out.
They don't yell it out, but my brother was like messing with me. He's like, oh, 3-2 and it was like 10 seconds away and I was like,
oh, the bull.
It's freaking me
look
out.
Look up Top Thrill Dragster if you've never seen it.
Top what?
Top Thrill.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Bro, that's the most fun ride ever. You pop off 123 miles an hour. 123.
It's literally,
you
it's
feel
straight
like
up and straight down.
No way.
But it's great. Have you ever rode it?
No.
Okay, then you can't talk.
I don't remember what you said. Trap Thrill what?
Dragster.
Trap Thrill.
Trap Thrill. So, Lennon. Why is it just showing? Look up Cedar Point. Dragster. Trackster?
Dude, I can't hear.
Drag. Gosh. So you're already a 50-year-old. You know that, right?
Basically.
You don't ride roller coasters. You can't swim. Like, you're the type of person to drown with a life jacket on.
What about hot tubs?
Imagine, dude, you can't
like
go.
I love hot tubs. You want to go on a hot tub sometime?
So that's 400 feet tall.
Yeah, but you can never, like, dang, what?
So Kings, so
negative.
Look up Top Thrill Dragster if you're listening to this, which is hilarious because no one is. So the Diamond,
yeah, if you're listening right now,
the Diamondback is 230 something feet tall. Mm-hmm. I'm a nerd for roller coasters. I love these things. I used to have a roller coaster game when I was a kid, so I played it all the time.
I feel like that would get real boring.
No, it's because you get to build your own roller coasters and like build your own park. I liked it. I'm the creative weird kid, okay? Regardless, Diamondback, the tallest ride at Kings Island is 230 feet tall off the ground. That thing's like 430 feet off the ground, and the drop itself is 415.
And sometimes it doesn't go all the way up.
Yeah.
And they'll send you back down and do it again.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You get, like, you get, the, like,
rollback.
The, yeah.
The rollback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Diamondback's top speed, Luca, is 80 miles an hour. That thing hits 123 in like 3 seconds, too.
Get out of here, dude. I would not do that.
It's
You're scaring the shit out of Landon.
It's so fun,
not
though.
I'm here tripping. I'm just saying, like, if.
The whole point
if
of roller
there, no.
The whole point of roller coasters is to be scared.
You would never go.
Not
there.
Scared, but like to more have, like it's like a good scared kind of thing. It's
that's
like
what
a,
I'm saying.
It's a thrill.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
So like you're terrified of it. That'd make it the best thing ever if you did it.
No.
Yeah, it would.
Dude, you could literally go on like an easy one where there's no chance of you dying.
No, no. He has to go to Diamondback first and then roll it back
and
after
then
that.
And everything's easier.
Yeah, exactly. Because once you do the one, you're done.
Like, oh, this is fine. Like, kind of stuff.
You're like, oh, that one's smaller than what I already did. So
Lennon,
like,
just
what?
Go there and strap yourself in.
Lennon, I
you
think we
do.
Need to take you to Kings Island for the podcast.
I want to see this on video. Just sit, yeah. Sit there. He's going to be the type of...
I rode the Raven and I... And
that's like 60. Like,
is that the zoo
look
one?
Up the height. No, no. Look up the height of the Raven.
I sounded like snotting on them. I sounded like I was
shut
gonna
up,
like
Kyle.
Murdered.
Well, it's because you were six. It probably scarred you.
No,
you probably
I
have.
I was talking about when I was a freshman.
That's what I'm saying. You were scarred. Why would you go back to the thing that
old.
Scarred you?
Oh, I'm an idiot.
No, you looked up the bird.
I need to take him back to the zoo
dude,
ride.
Dude, the Raven. The Raven.
Yeah, yeah, I look up the Ravens
the Raven
stats.
Has to get up to 80.
No, are you stupid?
What are you
the
saying?
Raven's like 60 feet tall at that. It's the Diving smallest ride by 80. Far. That thing was built in like the 70s.
It literally is.
27 miles an hour or something stupid.
No, it's probably like 40, at, maybe pushing 45.
I rode,
I hope
first one I ever rode was the racer.
Just go to the all.
Yeah, well.
The first one I ever rode was a racer. I thought it was so cool. I was
50
like,
miles
I
per
racer.
Hour.
Exactly. How tall.
That it's only 110 feet, but that's off the ground. Doesn't say like
yeah,
the drop.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That's smaller than like the racer.
Height restriction 4 feet.
You have to be 4 feet tall to ride it.
So 12. Not even. Like 8.
Come on, Lennon.
And you rode this last year?
So what
I'm
are
a
you
junior?
Yeah, you said as
sophomore.
A sophomore.
I'm a freshman. I said freshman.
Oh, well, still, that's you're just
dude,
a
that's
bitch.
Like riding in your car. Like that's
yeah, you go faster in your car.
Yeah, come on.
You just roll the windows down and stick your head out.
My car doesn't give me anxiety about dying.
Why does the roller coaster?
Yeah, it's probably the same amount.
It should. You have better odds of dying in your
welcome
car.
To the podcast where for 10 minutes we talked about, well, I don't know what we did, but then now it's like 25 minutes of making fun of Lydon.
Yeah. You'll first start off with swimming.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was.
Why were we talking about
Twitter,
swimming?
Because you can't swim.
It was Twitter, swimming, and then roller coasters.
Yeah, okay, Lennon, why are you afraid of these things, though? Like, what made you afraid of these in the first place?
It's not that.
It's because he was six and he rode it, and he definitely scared himself.
No.
It's 100% it.
I don't find enjoyment of.
Because you never rode them.
Feeling my stomach in my throat and like.
You have to scare yourself to live life.
My balls in my ass. You don't feel any comfort in any of that.
Could you go cliff jumping? Oh no, you
no.
Don't know how to swim.
Nate. That's like his. That's his two biggest fears right there. Cliff jumping.
He has to jump from a height and swim at the same time. We should take him to St. Paul. Or White Rock, whatever it's called.
Wow. I'm pretty sure you should die on the
I jumped off everything except for the 30-foot.
You
well,
didn't jump
I did,
off that?
I did, but there was only one reason.
I did a gainer off the 20-foot one, and I'm so hype about that.
The only reason...
You just made fun of you.
The only reason... the only
I don't
reason,
care.
The only reason I jumped off the 30-foot one is because literally like a 4-year-old girl went right in front of me. She didn't even care. She just
she goes, excuse me.
Kyle said they're shaking.
I was like, all right. I was trying to explain it to everyone. I was like, she doesn't understand yet. She doesn't have, like...
The 30, yeah.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't know what's down there.
The 30-foot one is the only one that's continuously scary. As you jump off it more and more, it never got easier.
Yeah.
But, like, the 20-foot one across from it, you know the one from across from it that's closer to the rope swing? It's, yeah, that day I went there the first time, I learned how to do a gainer at the smallest one.
What is a gainer?
Where you do a backflip, like you're running forward, jump, and you do a backflip. You can see I have a couple videos of me completely like not doing good on all the previous jumps, like just slamming.
Dude, I've never even been there before.
It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah. They have like rope swings and stuff.
This goes without saying, but I haven't been there either.
Well, it was because I was.
You could go watch because that's fun.
I don't know. I just
probably have fun watching.
Driving would an hour and a half.
Are you like 50% soccer mom?
Yeah, like, seriously. No. Like, do you just want to grow old with your partner and drive
a
van?
A 10-footer.
Do you feel like no? He can't swim.
No, there's a 10-footer.
Yeah, he can't swim.
Throw a life jacket on, even though he's scared of him.
If it was 6 foot, I would do it.
It's 10 foot.
Well, come on, we'll take you up there in the summer. We'll get you some floaties.
But think about it. You're like 6 foot tall, so it's 10 feet up. It's gonna look like 15.
It looks scary. Down, the 10-foot one looks scary. Go to Forest Park. Just go to Forest Park and push him off the diving board.
No.
I wouldn't get up on the diving board.
We can make you.
This is why we need the cliffs, because then you could just walk and
yeah.
Gone.
No. I would.
Not even for like $100?
No.
The 10-foot for $100, you would definitely do that.
I would go into a pool that's 10 feet, and that's...
No, it's more 10 feet.
It's a quarry. That's like,
it's like 20 feet
it's
deep.
It's more than that. It's huge.
No way.
It's dude, cold. I feel like you...
I don't like that.
I feel like you're automatically, like go up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's instinct just to push yourself back up to the top. Like,
I don't even push myself. I float.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's
just
kind of
breathe out
yeah.
kind of weirdly. It just brings me
you just, like,
in.
Shoot back up, like, I don't know.
Literally don't even have to move my arms on this.
You just kind of like wiggle. That's yeah. true, though. You kind of just move your feet. Just
yeah. You just got to think of yourself like a fish.
You know, have you ever rode a hoverboard? A little two wheel. Like it was really popular like 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
All right. You know how like you think about that to like turn and stuff? That's how you like swim. Just think about it. You just kind of do it.
What's I don't know.
On this, Kyle?
I don't know.
Because, like, it's all you really have to do.
First time I had a hoverboard, I got on it, and I started, like, wiggling. Like, I
just that's what everyone does. It's weird.
And then I just went right on my back. Flat on my back. And knocked the wind out of me. And I did the same thing with Heelys.
I've never had a pair of Heelys.
Of course you haven't.
I never had Heelys either.
I had them when I was young, and then I wanted to get them again, freshman year.
Yeah, they were huge.
I got them.
There was a bunch of kids that had them.
I was in my kitchen and I started to roll. I rolled like 3 feet and went straight.
I could see Kyle practicing, so he didn't look stupid in school. Yeah. He's like, hey, mom.
Were you allowed to do it?
Nah, Tina probably thought you were stupid as hell.
There's kids that did. So, like, at the end of the day, you could, like, do a quick 1-2
step.
Dude,
Zeke was probably the best person I've ever seen. Zeke Bollinger is probably one of the best person I've seen with wheelies.
I saw him. I thought he was the kid that, like, kind of started it.
Yeah,
like
he kind of was. He literally, every day.
Him and the kids who would dance Heelys. In the commons. Those were the only kids I remember having Heelys.
Dance in the commons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember my freshman
lunch.
Year?
Yeah.
Marky Bark. Marky Bark.
What, you think you're better than me? Like, this is stupid.
Why is that not a thing anymore?
I don't know.
Dude,
dance battle?
If there are dancing circles, that would definitely be like.
Yeah, dance battle.
Then
it
would
a
go
girl.
Record a TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok's cool, dude. You just hate on it.
No, like I
have just hate on roller coasters, man. Hilarious. It's hilarious, bro. But like some of the dancing stuff, like it's just stupid. Like when they brought all those girls from TikTok out on All Star,
they did it for a dunk, and he didn't even use the girls for a dunk. The
yeah,
girls were just dancing
in the background.
And I was like,
they
that,
literally just
that's the kind of the,
TikTok. It was stupid.
That's the whole meaning of TikTok too.
Yeah. What are you laughing at over there, Bill? Yes.
Keep talking.
TikToks confuse me because it's like, yeah, they're funny. No.
I mean,
like, no, they're funny, but like my thing is with them, like, is that really like what is that like valuing? Like, I don't know, it's weird. You know what I mean? Because you sit down,
you're thinking too deep into it.
Yeah,
it's
just for fun. I'm
like, okay, but like I'm questioning things, so you guys question things. Like they're watching TikToks.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to watch 1-2 real quick.
All right, now we have a podcast where it's just Jackson talking to three people watching TikToks. I'll just quietly talk
to myself.
Dude,
I don't like
that. We're almost done.
Dude, some of the memes on there are super funny.
They're funny, but what I'm trying to say is that like you watch a TV show and that's like a piece of art. You know what I mean? Like, is TikTok really pushing the line of art, or is it literally just stupid sound bites?
Nah, it's just like a business.
I'm saying like good TV shows. Like if you
do
or YouTube, like
do you look at memes on Instagram? Like it's just that. But in video form,
I never really look at memes. Like, do you guys follow meme pages?
Yes.
I don't.
Anal toaster.
How's anal toaster?
It's a meme page. That's a good one.
Okay.
Is it really
good? Anal toaster.
All right. I think we should end it there on anal toaster.
No, I'm genuinely concerned. Like.
You better
That was my bad. Sorry. Try and turn it down.
As quickly as he can. Lavender body wash makes my pores tingle.
Is that a...
All right. Yeah, this is the worst outro ever.
Let's go. See you again.